You're listening to SBS News.
By night, it resembled a picture postcard foggy Melbourne scene. But as morning broke, the haze was revealed as one of the thickest smoke clouds the Victorian capital has experienced this summer. According to the state's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Brett Sutton, air quality plunged to new lows.
I think overnight for Melbourne, it did reach the worst in the world. We will get respite over coming days. It's probably going to be, however, in the very poor range, up to hazardous until late in the week.
The smoke forced Slovenian tennis player Dalila Jakupovic out of her Australian Open qualifying match because of a coughing fit.
Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, Ms. Jakupovic is unable to continue.
As well as the closure of building sites and the abandonment of a major horse racing meeting. Greens Deputy Leader Adam Bandt says Australians are paying the price for a lack of action on climate change.
This isn't the kind of Melbourne and Australia that I want, but this is what the climate emergency looks like, and it's happening because we're burning coal at the rate of knots, and it could get even worse than this.
The haze posing significant health issues for the vulnerable, like emphysema and asthma sufferer and Aboriginal elder Uncle Tajam Edwards.
Now I can feel this smoke and that, affecting me at the moment, you know. And no one's ever seen anything like this before. No one in the world has seen anything like this before.
Dr. Brett Sutton is urging those affected to stay indoors.
Really, the vulnerable groups that we're most concerned about are children 14 and younger, people 65 years and older, and those with pre-existing medical conditions, heart disease, lung disease, or even diabetes.
And on the fire ground, Victoria's Emergency Management Commissioner Andrew Crisp says the haze is just another big challenge for those still battling the blazes that have already burnt out more than 1.4 hectares of the state.
We're very conscious of their health and well-being. So when we do get high levels of smoke, we're actually looking at how we can more quickly rotate those firefighters off the fire line.
And the hazy cloud isn't just having an impact on our shores. The United States Space Agency NASA predicts smoke from Australian bushfires will travel all around the world before settling back here. Astrophysicist Professor Lisa Harvey-Smith estimates three-quarters of the globe has already been affected by the haze.
Well, this bushfire emergency has been really unprecedented in its scale, and that's led to widespread pollution, as we know, across Australian cities and regional areas too. But also we've seen really a global scale catastrophe.
The smoke blanketed Victoria as the Premier Daniel Andrews announced a $2.5 million inquiry into the state's fires.
Out of any fire disaster like this, out of any really significant fire event, there are always things to learn, and it's really important to make sure that you check and look for ways in which you can further improve.
The first report of the two-part inquiry will be handed down by the middle of the year. Gareth Borum, SBS News.